The concept of God as our shepherd is very ancient. It goes far back into the Old Testament. The concept was old even when King David wrote about it and wrote what was to become our 23rd Psalm. There he wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And David goes on to describe how the shepherd looks after his sheep and sees to it that the sheep are properly fed and watered. He says that we shall lie down in green pastures. Do you know when sheep lie down? They lie down only when they're full. Out in West Texas, where I used to live, they have ranches that cover thousands of acres. And the reason the ranches are so large is because the land has little grass. And it may take many acres to support one animal. And out there, you rarely see an animal lie down. They have to keep moving to find enough to eat in the fields. But in a field green with grass and where there is ample food, you can probably remember, as you think about it, seeing a cow or a horse or a sheep lying down in the field. And that's what King David is writing about when he says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." And then David wrote, "He leadeth me beside still waters." Israel is a very arid part of the world. There is little water. The land is often steep and rocky. And when it does rain, the water runs off rapidly. Perhaps you have been fishing in the mountain streams of the Rockies, as I have. And the water is not very deep. And it's very rapid as it runs over the rocks. But occasionally the water will have dug out a deep place. And there the water is cool and clear and sweet and deep. And it is still. And that's what David is talking about when he says, when he speaks of the still waters. He simply means that there is a lot of it, adequate for the needs. So when God feeds his sheep, the pastures are green and sufficient, and the water is deep and sweet and abundant. In our scripture for this morning, Jesus begins to talk to the disciples about sheep. He tells them, "I am the good shepherd." He tells them that he has come that the sheep might have life and have it abundantly. And then he adds, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Well, that's what the Lord's Supper is all about this morning. Jesus, the good shepherd, has laid down his life for us. Whatever need we may have, Jesus is adequate to meet that need. Indeed, we Christians lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. All of our needs are met in the Good Shepherd. If you are not a Christian this morning, I want to tell you that Jesus and Jesus only can meet the needs in your life. We live in a lost and broken world today. There is so much hurt, so much need, so much pain, so much anxiety. There are so many broken relationships. There are so many broken families. And there is a desperate hunger in the world today. And the only answer to that desperate need of our world is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can touch our lives so that we lie down in green pastures beside still waters. And Jesus is free. He's free. He is yours for the accepting. Did you realize that Dr. G. Campbell Morgan, a famous minister of an age gone by, tells of being approached by a miner who said that he would give anything to believe that God would forgive sins. However, he said he would not believe that sin could be forgiven just for the asking. He did not believe that sin could be given freely. It was just too cheap. Dr. Morgan said to him, "You were working down in the mine today, were you not? How did you get to the top?" "The way I usually do," replied the miner. "I got into the cage and they lifted me to the top." "How much did you pay to come up out of the mine?" asked Dr. Morgan. Well, I didn't pay anything, replied the miner. But, said Dr. Morgan, if it didn't cost you anything, were you not afraid to trust it, since it was so cheap, since it didn't cost you anything? Oh, replied the miner, it was cheap for me, but it cost the mining company a lot of money to sink that shaft for the elevator cage. Ah, how true that is. Salvation is free. Forgiveness is yours. It costs nothing. It costs God a lot to sink the shaft of our salvation. And while it's free for us, it was not free for God. It was costly. And that leads me to the final thing I want to say before we take Holy Communion. Jesus tells us He is the Good Shepherd. He tells us that the Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. And believers can lie down in green pastures and beside still waters. Yes, Jesus is all sufficient. And Jesus is free for the accepting. But for us Christians, there is this one final thing. You remember what Jesus said to Peter that last time when He was with His disciples? He asked him, Peter, do you love Me? And when Peter replied that he did indeed love Him, Jesus said to him, feed My sheep. Over in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, the Bible tells us that once when Jesus was preaching and teaching, He saw the great multitudes of crowds who had come. And the Bible says He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And that's the kind of a world we live in. A world that is harassed and helpless. A world that is like sheep without a shepherd. And as we come to the table of Jesus this morning, Jesus says to us, as He said to Peter so long ago, oh, feed My sheep. Feed My sheep. When you feed God's sheep, when you give them the salvation that God offers in Jesus Christ, the world may not appreciate it. We've seen that happen recently. Jesus once said, if they have persecuted Me, they will persecute you. Jesus said, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jesus is free. He's the only one that can make a lost world lie down in green pastures beside still waters. He alone is adequate for the brokenness of the world we live in. But for those of us who come to Him, He says to us in turn, feed My sheep. That's what God's called me to do. Feed His sheep. That's what God's called Central to do. To feed His sheep. That's what God's called you to do. To feed His sheep. Yes, to a lost and broken world, Jesus asks us, do you love Me? And if we say, you know, Lord, that I love You, then He says back to us, feed My sheep. Let us pray. Let us pray.